Exertion. In the training in self-possession, there have been several references to the question of the occurrence of principles which had not occurred before, the abandoning of principles which had occurred, the not occurring in feature of a principle abandoned, for example an obstacle, a bad principle, and the perfection for development of a principle which has occurred, a factor of enlightenment, which is good. All this is the subject matter of the four right exertions. These are set out in a formula which occurs at various places in the Tripitaka. It runs. In this connection, a monk produces will, exercises, initiates energy, applies and exerts thought for the non-occurrence of evil, bad principles which have not occurred. Secondly, he produces will, exercises, initiates energy, applies and exerts thought for the abandoning of evil, bad principles which have occurred. Thirdly, he produces will, exercises, initiates energy, applies and exerts thought for the occurrence of good principles which have not occurred. Fourthly, he produces will, exercises, initiates energy, applies and exerts thought for the persistence, the not forgetting, the being more, prevalence, development, perfection of good principles which have occurred. Power. In the discussion with Ananda at the Kapala Shrine, the Buddha is supposed to have hinted that by applying certain forces, he could live longer. These forces are the four bases of power. They are set out in a brief formula which occurs at several places in the Tripitaka. It goes as follows. A monk develops the basis of power which is endowed with the forces of exertion for concentration of will. He develops the basis of power which is endowed with the forces of exertion for concentration of thought. He develops the basis of power which is endowed with the forces of exertion for concentration of energy. He develops the basis of power which is endowed with the forces of exertion for concentration of investigation. Little more is said about these, but they usually occur in the context of the four right exertions and were interpreted at least by the Stavirivada school as indicating the motive forces which enable a monk to carry those out. It will be noticed that three of the four distinguishing features of these bases, will, thought and energy, are mentioned in the formula for the exertions. Perhaps the point which should be stressed in the bases of power, however, is that they are concerned with concentration.